Moscow is cautiously optimistic about the recently implemented ceasefire deal in Syria. The truce, which began on February 27th, includes dozens of factions in Syria which are willing to participate in a political settlement to the conflict. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has called for parliamentary elections in April. Russian officials say this is a positive first step for bringing peace and stability to Syria.
If the truce holds, there will be elections. And of course, we need all legitimate groups in Syria to be part of this political process. There needs to be a coalition government.
However, a major obstacle to the ceasefire's success is Turkey's insistence that the Syrian Kurds should not be included in the truce.
Turkey has made it clear that it will not recognize the Syrian Kurds as a legitimate group. In Turkey's eyes, they are excluded from the ceasefire. But the Kurds are a major party in this conflict, and they deserve to be part of the truce and the political process in Syria. There's no question that Turkey is violating the international law. Despite the ceasefire, they continue to shell Syria from across the border.
The ceasefire deal was brokered between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. While tensions between the two countries remain, Moscow sees the success of the ceasefire as a first step towards restoring constructive cooperation.
Despite reports of violations, both Washington and Moscow say that the ceasefire in Syria is largely holding. But with nearly 100 armed groups participating in the fragile truce, serious challenges lie ahead before a long-term political solution can be negotiated. Riley Wagaman, Press TV, Moscow.